You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SBS On The Money Markets podcast for this Thursday, the 18th of December, 2025. It's a day where the Australian share market rose, but only just. The S&P ASX 200 up by 0.03%. That gain happening at the very end of the trading day, 8,588. Sectors ended mixed on the index. Four finished higher, seven lower. Energy and utilities the worst performing. The best included property and consumer staples. The best performing stock today, Babcor, up by about 14% after its CEO resigned. Austal Limited also doing well, up by 5%, and Premier Investments rising 3%. The worst performers include Deep Yellow, down by around about 8%, Codan Limited off by 7.7%, and uranium miner Boss Energy, the worst performer on the 200 today, shares down by about 25% on a uranium mine downgrade. Big story of the day, though, is the CEO of Woodside, Meg O'Neill, leaving for global energy giant BP. I spoke to Henry Jennings from Marcus today about that and all the day's market action. Henry, first of all, what's driving investor sentiment?
I think at the moment, certain amounts of, somewhat apathy, I guess, coming into Christmas. But also, I guess, more importantly, we're getting these negative lead-ins continually from the US, the continual bubble talk, whether we have seen bubble territory and whether it is bursting. We've seen Oracle under pressure, and whether that return on investment from the AI data centers is going to be justified. So I think that's certainly what's driving the US tech space. Our market is suffering on the back of that. But having said that, we've had really good days in resources recently. You've got some commodity prices like gold, silver, platinum going pretty well at the moment. So that's driving that sector. The rest of the market is pretty dull, to say the least, and Santa very much not in evidence this year.
Yeah. Today, Donald Trump, the US president, said that the next chairman of the US Fed, which he's expected to appoint soon, will be someone who believes in lower interest rates by, quote, a lot. So what are the implications of this, and what's the market believing?
Well, I think we all like to believe in lower interest rates. It's whether you can actually achieve that. But it certainly is Donald Trump's desire to get interest rates down. Federal Reserve Governor Chris Waller was talking about neutral rates being some sort of 100 basis points below what they are at the moment. And of course, Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell has been very circumspect and very cautious about lowering interest rates. And that could change depending on who gets in. But to be honest, whoever gets in is going to try and push rates down. It's good for the US. It will be running the US economy hot, but it does help their debt situation at $38 trillion. You know, high interest rates really are a killer for them. You know, $1.1 trillion is going in interest rates alone, interest payments alone for the US economy. So everybody wants the rates down in the US to try and sort out that deficit.
So if rates do come down, though, how's the market already pricing it? How's it flowing through to the market? Because, for example, we're seeing it really being affected into the commodities space, silver especially, hitting another record today. And we've also got those escalating US-Venezuela tensions impacting the sector.
Yeah, well, the oil price is being helped along by what's happening in Venezuela. The silver price is being helped along to some extent by the whole AI trade, because silver, unlike gold, has many applications in the real world in terms of data centers, in terms of solar panels, etc. And it has been the poor man's gold and a poor relation to gold, but it has played huge catch-up football this year in terms of its performance. And it has been, you know, on a big run, as has gold, for many geopolitical reasons. And also the fact that if the US was to put rates down to, say, 3%, the US dollar would be significantly weaker. It's already weakening, but that would just accelerate that, and that is good for commodities.
Okay, the big corporate story of the day, I think, is the CEO of Woodside, Meg O'Neill, resigning after 5 years in the role. She's going to global energy giant BP. It's a huge move. How have the markets reacted, and how significant do you think this is?
Well, it's very significant for Meg, who's done a pretty good job in some trying circumstances at Woodside. Faced with the Ukraine-Russia war, that certainly hasn't helped things in the LNG space. And also, of course, she bedded down the BHP oil assets that she inherited when BHP span those out. So it has been a good 5 years for Meg O'Neill. $11 billion, I think, in dividends paid during that time. The share price hasn't really gone anywhere spectacularly, but that's not really her fault. BP, though, is a massive step up into the big-time league. I mean, this is one of the biggest global energy companies, and it has been lost in the wilderness with Elliott, which is a hedge fund, taking 5% and agitating for change. Meg O'Neill will be the first female CEO of a major Western oil corporation. So that is pretty significant, and it's a big tick and a vote of endorsement, I guess, in terms of the job she's done at Woodside. She will be missed, but she has laid the groundwork at Woodside, and the share price has hardly moved on the back of that, even though she is leaving almost immediately. I think it was this afternoon she's going, and not starting at BP till April. But BP certainly has had a massive share of problems over the last few years in terms of some disasters and their push into renewables, which hasn't been bearing any fruit at all. So she's got quite a big job in front of her. It's a big company, it's a big role, and she should be embracing that, and fingers crossed that she does a good job there.
So what are you telling your clients right now, and where do you see the opportunities for investors in 2026?
Well, I guess the big question is whether this AI bubble does burst. It looks at the moment as if it's deflating slowly. 2026 could be another volatile year. But if the Federal Reserve is going to cut rates and the US is going to run their economy hot with tax cuts coming in, and we have the midterms, of course, happening at the end of 26 as well, that will mean that the US economy should do okay. But you know, given that at the moment half or even more of the US GDP growth is really much geared to AI and the data centers, a lot is riding on that at the moment, and whether that money has been fruitfully spent or whether it has been frittered away. So that's going to be the key, I think. As far as our market goes, I think we're going to see a continuation of the resources being in the spotlight, banks pretty steady, and some of the themes that we've seen in the last few months just continuing into 2026.
That's Henry Jennings there from Marcus Today, and he wraps up the podcast for this Thursday. Don't forget, if you enjoy it, give it a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Click subscribe, and I'll see you tomorrow.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.